Arena, Saturday, June 12th.
You say goodbye, and I say hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say.
Tickets from 70 euro are on sale now.
We can work it out. We can work it out.
Paul McCartney, subject to license. Presented by Aiken Promotions in association with the Irish Independent at RTE 2FM.
It's bubble trouble all this month with 2FM and Aero. We will be sending the Aero agent out on the road, guarding secret locations, hiding bubbles of cash. We have an amazing cash prize of up to 5,000 euro every single day. Plus, a massive 20,000 euro to be won in our grand finale. You will have the chance to win, win, win. Pick up the password, track down the Aero agent, and get your hands on one of our big cash prizes every day this month with Aero and 2FM.
Nationwide, 2FM. Dan Hegarty on 2FM. Text 51552.
Girls on Nighttime 2FM, well, so to speak, LCD Sound System from the forthcoming album, which is actually out this Friday. It's called This Is Happening, their Electric Picnic band as well. And soon to be no more, or at least James Murphy isn't going to be performing under the name LCD Sound System. As I said last night, I'm not exactly sure why, because I read various things online that And I'm always a bit skeptical unless it's an actual interview. Noise Control before that, their new single featuring Shaheen Badar, Take It, is the track that you heard there, which is also the current single. Now, we've had loads of live bands in recently, playing from Studio 8, Redneck Manifesto, De Laurentiis, Noise Control, Pair of Dreams, loads of others. Tonight's band, I'm delighted to have in because there are, in every sense of the word, there are legends of the Irish punk scene. I'm going to be chatting to them a bit. Paranoid Visions, take it away, the first track, please.
Ireland for the Irish and for anyone in need of Irish hospitality for all our refugees. And if you come to Ireland, you may follow your own creed, but you can't denounce our culture, our religion, or our freedom. For anyone in need of Irish hospitality and for all our refugees.
And if you come to Ireland, you may follow your own creed, but you can't denounce our culture, our religion, or our freedom.
Militants or close communities.
Hey.
I just never tire of that tune. Sex Pistols, Pretty Vacant, and before that, live from Studio 8, Paranoid Visions, Don't Let the Rot Set In, or Don't Let the Rot Set, I should say, Set In, yeah, I said it right the first time. Well, I'll be ducking down to the studio to chat to them in around 15 minutes' time, so definitely stick around for that. More tunes from them, three more tunes from them, actually. Now, speaking of Sex Pistols, well, this is kind of loosely kind of related. John Lydon featured with Left Field.
Hegarty on 2FM.
2FM.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash, live at the O2 Dublin, July 1st. A fully seated concert. Tickets from 5480 on sale now. David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash. Presented by Aiken Promotions in association with the Irish Independent and RTE 2FM.
Dead Kennedys, Lynch the Landlord. A bit of a mouthful, actually. And we Crystal Castles before that, the Celestica single, and Left Field featuring John Lydon open up. You might notice by the change in acoustics, I'm down in Studio Paranoid Visions. I've got to say, out of all the bands that we've had in, you're definitely the most intimidating bunch of people. And I say that in the most complimentary way. Please don't hurt me. Welcome to Studio 8.
All right.
I've got to say, listen, you've been together essentially, the name at least, 3 decades almost.
Yeah.
That's a long, long time. I mean, what was it that that got you into, like, punk in the first place? Was it the ethos, was it the music, or was it all of the above?
Well, it's coming from a time when it was really dull for young people in Dublin, and we came up at the right time when punk opened the doors. We seen bands that and people and ways of dressing and attitudes that we'd never seen in Ireland before that. We just got into it and stuck with it. It's the only thing for us still.
Yeah, you really have stuck with it, because, like, it's a long time. You want to have a load of resolve and, I mean, what's kept you going?
Nothing better came along. Nothing better came along for me anyway, but
an absolute bloody mind in this, I think, is stubborn.
That's a pretty good reason. Dave Fanning said earlier on that one of you had a jacket or a T-shirt with "Help your local police beat yourself up." Is
yeah.
that true?
Yeah. That was the ethos at the time.
Brilliant. Well, can I get you to do another song?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Right, Strawblind Torture.
We'll be right back.
family of the survivors asking two questions. How did the fire start and why were so many young lives lost?
Says it just doesn't sound right with one person clapping at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The hate in the city.
Paranoid Visions live in Studio 8, Strobe Light and Torture. Just about that song, it's the most recent single that you've released. Also, a very tragic, a very serious, it's about something very tragic, really. Tell me a little bit about it and why you wrote that particular song.
Well, probably the darkest day of Dublin in the 80s that I can remember. I think it was the day that finally youth had died. Like, it was that many people burnt in a fire and there was nothing done about it, you know what I mean? I remember the doom clouds over Dublin, and to this day I'm still surprised, because we wrote that song in 1982. Well, we wrote the chorus of it. It was basically about the same thing, but I found out like 28 years later that it's still exactly the same. There's nothing, no closure on it at all, and we felt really bad about it.
Yeah,
and we knew lots of people from that area at the time, and most of the punk scene from Dublin was coming out of those areas as well. So it's just, I don't know, it's our tribute to people that weren't remembered or should have been remembered.
And did you think about releasing it then, or was it maybe a little bit too raw to release? Or,
well, back then we didn't have the facilities to do it, and we did it. It was released on a demo tape, but it was never, you know what I mean. We didn't have any record company interest back then, which, I don't know. And most of the bands around that time were saying nothing, but we would have been saying something, so.
Yeah, well, you got your own label now.
Started that for that very reason.
Yeah, just in relation to the band, you've got, this is Mark, what, 38 of the band? Like, how many people have been in Paranoid Visions over the years? Can you remember?
I think it's 28. We did a talk recently because we've got a best of or a sort of retrospective.
You've got a few best ofs, because I've got two of them upstairs. Yeah.
Well, both of those being sort of combined into one. There's a double album coming out, which is going from 84 up to 2010. And there's a, like, 20-page booklet and loads of crap and stuff inside it. And we have to count up all the members on that and try and get a photograph of everybody.
Yeah, because I think on After the Factions, the compilation that came out, I think it was 97 or something, you didn't have some photos and you'd apologise to people.
Yeah, we have those now.
So we're like a vampire group. We sap the youth. We don't have any old people. We're the oldest in it. We've got rid of. We've just all of young people. Every generation, we found new lunatics.
Yeah, I would go along with that in a very complimentary way to you all.
Please don't kill you.
That type of thing. I've often said I'm a pacifist by physique, and I've never felt such a wuss in the studio before.
You better listen, to find someone taller than me and Deco in a room.
Well, I've a very simple ethos about violence. Run.
Yeah.
It's much easier.
And you've got the Peter Crouch legs to do it.
I do. I have the Peter Crouch haircut as well. And apparently so. But listen, enough about me. Can we get another song from you? And we've got it's not actually a cover that you're going to play after 10. It's an adaptation with your lyrics, Deco, isn't it?
Yeah. It was written by The Threat way back in the day, which were one of our heroes, or one of the bands that spearheaded the Dublin punk thing at the time, and one of the bands I grew up with, and always loved the singer, but they had no lyrics for it except the chorus, so we decided it's too good a riff, let's do our own version of it.
And it's okay.
Just a tribute to the days gone by and the characters that we met. and the Times, they're back.
Cool. Well, listen, thanks a million for coming in, and we'll get you to another song now. We'll be back with you at I think around 20 past 10 at my estimation.
Yep.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
All right. Thanks,
Paranoid Visions.
I'm Jack. I see you are still having no luck catching me. I have the greatest respect for you, George. But Lord, you are no nearer catching me now than 4 years ago when I started. I'm looking at boys now.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania in Britain at dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the ring and the crunch of thing. The ice is coming. The sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected. The wheat is within. Engines stuck on him. But I have no fear. The London is drowning out. Stone. Forget it, brother. You can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. The wheat is going big, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning out.
What is the feminine of peacock?
Peking.
What language is spoken in Austria?
Australian.
What animal gives its name to a crossing?
A chicken.
What can a bilingual person do?
Write with both hands.
Whose election is signified by white smoke?
An Indian chief.
Join me, 3 o'clock, Monday to Friday, only here on 2FM.
The Golden Hour.
The Golden Hour with Larry Gogan on 2FM.
Now you can get 5 meg broadband from UPC for less than you were paying before. You can call your friends and tell them, because calls are free with the UPC home phone offer.
That's right. With UPC, you can add fibre power broadband, 5 meg and home phone to your existing TV connection for just €35 a month, saving you over €140 a year. And you don't need an aircom line. We're changing for the better. We're UPC. Visit upc.ie today. Services subject to availability. Terms and conditions apply. Savings based on equivalent services from Aircom.
Online, on digital, and on 90 to 92, this is 2FM News.
It's 10 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Kate Carolyn. A number of people were injured tonight at the Dáil after a disturbance broke out at the gates of Leinster House. Gardaí say a group of 500 people were protesting when around 100 of them broke away and tried to force their way through the gates. Some Gardaí are reported to have drawn their batons as they forced the group back. Garda HQ said tonight that the incident has been investigated. After 13 years, the Conservatives are back in power in Britain. Party leader David Cameron was named as the country's new Prime Minister following Gordon Brown's resignation this evening. Speaking outside Downing Street, Mr Cameron announced his plans to form a coalition with the Lib Dems. He said there were difficult decisions to be made, but he wasn't afraid of making them.
I think the service our country needs right now is to face up to our really big challenges, to confront our problems, to take difficult decisions, to lead people through those difficult decisions so that together we can reach better times ahead.
Air travellers can breathe a sigh of relief for a little longer. The Irish Aviation Authority has announced that all Irish airports are to remain open until at least midnight on Wednesday. As always, passengers are being advised to check ahead with their airlines for the status of their flights. A government crackdown on head shops today has forced a number of them to shut already. It's now a criminal offence to sell or supply substances that mimic the effects of cannabis, cocaine or ecstasy. Anyone who breaks the ban will face 7 years behind bars. Fine Gael's Justice spokesman Charlie Flanagan has welcomed the move, and he says it's vital that efforts are made to keep head shops permanently shut.
It's absolutely essential that we see a coordinated approach across a range of government departments to put these head shop owners and occupiers out of business.
And finally, another white-tailed eagle has been found dead in County Kerry. It's the third to have died in the same area in the last 4 weeks. Investigators believe that the birds died after eating a poisoned animal carcass. Almost a quarter of the birds that have been released under the White-tailed Eagle Project have now died. And that's the news on RT2FM.
2FM weather. With Ballymaloe pasta sauces. Simple, fresh, natural. Thank you for buying Irish.
Showers will die out as the evening continues. It's going to be mostly dry tonight, cold with temperatures 0 to 5 degrees.
2FM Sport.
In rugby, contrary to recent reports, the Munster captain Paul O'Connell has not had surgery this week. The Limerick man was admitted to hospital in Cork in order to facilitate the application of antibiotics for an infection related to a groin injury. The Munster squad for Saturday's Magners League semi-final meeting with Leinster at the RDS will be announced tomorrow. Leinster have confirmed that their captain Leo Cullen will miss that game through injury. Patrick Vieira and Karim Benzema have been left out of France's 30-man provisional World Cup squad. Coach Roman Dominic has also omitted Arsenal's Samir Nasri. Thierry Henry, whose handball led to France securing their place at the championship, is included. Blackpool will play off for a place in the English Premier League next season. They've beaten Nottingham Forest by 4-3 tonight and progressed to the final on a 6-4 aggregate scoreline. Blackpool striker DJ Campbell netted a hat-trick at the City Ground this evening. Cardiff and Leicester meet in the second of the semi-final second legs tomorrow evening, with Welsh side leading by 1-0. And here at home in the EA Cup tonight, Cork City Furriss were beaten 3-0 by Limerick. Sligo Rovers 6-0 winners over Letterkenny Rovers. Waterford United put 9 past Tralee Dynamos, and they're playing extra time at Gerth the Keegan after it finished Monaghan United 0, Bohemians 0. I'm Siobhan Madigan. That's RTE Sport here on 2FM.
Dan Hegarty on 2FM.
So I walked into the haze, and a million dirty ways. Now I see you lying there like a lilac. Back rocks and shoreline sand, still dead summer I cannot bear, and I wipe the sand from my Sahara, the place that you wanna leave the horror here. Forget the horror here. Forget the horror here. Leave it all down here. It's future us and it's future dust.
It's night time on 2FM. Dan, I'm going to be here with you until 11 o'clock. Damien Farrelly from 11pm till 1am. Spanish Sahara is from Foles. And before the break, you heard Paranoid Visions in live studio session from Studio 8. Whereside Jack is the song they played. Another one from them in a little while. And The Clash, London Calling before that. Now, going back to the early mid-90s, it's tricky.
summer. I'm a hazard to myself. RDS June 19th and Tolman Park June 20th. Extra tickets from 58.30 are on sale now. Pink brings her spectacular Funhouse show to the RDS and Tolman Park subject to license. Pink. Presented by Aiken Promotions. In association with the Evening Herald and RTE 2 FM.
This Thursday, 20,000 lucky commuters are in with the chance to get a free jar of Lloyd Grossman Bolognese sauce. And on Friday, Lloyd Grossman will be joining Colm and Jim Jim live from Amien Street in Dublin. There's a fantastic trip to Bologna up for grabs, so this Friday, wake up with a smile on your face thanks to Lloyd Grossman.
Nationwide, 2FM. Dan Hegarty on 2FM.
Fire from the Prodigy album, Always Outnumbered, Never Outgunned. And what they said themselves, they were not firing on all cylinders when they wrote that album, which sounds pretty fantastic to me. Before that, God is an Astronaut, shining through from their forthcoming album, Age of the Fifth Sun. And from the early mid-90s, before that, Tricky featuring Martina Topley-Bird. Pumpkin was the track they heard from the Max and Quay album. Now, if you've just joined us, we've Paranoid Visions playing live on the show tonight. They're down in Studio 8. They have another song to play for us. Lads, thank you very much, and In Your Own Time.
Most of us believe that banks lend out money that has been entrusted to them by depositors.
This one goes out for Matty.
Picture, but not the truth. In fact, banks create the money they loan, not from the bank's own earnings, not from the money deposited, but directly from the Most of us believe that banks lend out money that has been entrusted to them by depositors. This is the picture, but not the truth. In fact, banks create the money they loan, not from the bank's own earnings, but from the money deposited, but directly from the bank. Promise to repay.
There's a high cost of living. There's a high cost of living.